evening.
Good evening.
You understand? It's going to work. You've got to get something.
You're still breaking up, but at least you're online.
Yes.
Do you want to start or do you want to wait for somebody?
Well, if you can't hear me well, I guess you better wait for somebody.
Try muting your phone and then unmuting it. See if that works.
Okay. Okay, I did it.
And I can hear you.
Okay.
So let's move forward if you're in agreement.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay. So we are in Parsha Vayera. This is from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're in section 5, and we're going to start with Pasuk 72. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kutshabri hu ishkinte dit hilu urhimu utkilu utkilu urhimu. Leachta Lashem yud he bavate. The Yehuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei bi'adeinu konene aleinu maasei yadeinu konene. Pasuk 72. Kewan di'istalak shekinta maketi Vayal Elokim me'al Avraham Miyad nistale vahadeya Mikael Diti Yavo Shine Hamalakim Sidomalikomer Shalosh Jakati Sakad Meyata Sahashta Sirain Ela Mikael Ihu Yamina Istalek Did someone else come on?
I don't think so.
Okay. The translation, as the Shekhinah departed, it is written, and Elohim went up from Abraham. So Michael immediately departed with her, as it is written. And there came two angels to Sodom. At the beginning it is written three, but now it reads two angels. From this we conclude that the angel Michael, who is to the right, also departed as the Shekhinah rose, and only two angels remained. My commentary: we can also understand that the two angels are connected to Givurah and Tiferet. Givurah to accomplish the destruction, the judgment of Sodom, and Amorah and Tiferet to save Lot and his daughters. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, they told us previously that Adonai is code word is Shekinah, and then when the Shekinah leaves, so does Mikael.
When the Shekinah left, Mikael went with the Shekinah.
Right. Well, it told us
that I think in, I don't know, somewhere around 70, that when one departed, the other left. You know, Mikhail will let it leave, so.
They did. So why do they think, why do you think they need to tell us again?
Well, really letting us know who was doing what job. One did this, you know, one being Gevurah and destroying Sodom, and the other to get Lot and the daughters out. Because I think because of marriage of Abram.
That's my idea. That's my commentary. It's not in the verse. In the verse, it's just talking about Mikhail going with the Shekinah, leaving two angels. And they're emphasizing that there's only two. Now, we learn in many places that an angel only has one task at a time.
Well, it's not unusual to see things repeated.
No, it's not. But there's always a reason why the verses or the information is repeated. Sometimes it's because it's in a different section and human beings forget. Human beings don't really learn the first time. But in the same section, when it's giving you the same information, there's got to be another reason for it.
Well, I think knowing the code words, that, you know, learning the code words would be one reason it would want to be accentuated. And then I think knowing which jobs, individual jobs or assignments that each angel had. And I thought it was kind of new to me that the idea that Mikhail would leave when the Shekinah would leave, but yet the others wouldn't. But then I understand if one is right side and one is the others are left side, I can understand. You know, it makes more sense. But then they're also keep saying two angels, so they're making sure you know that Mikhail left.
Correct. They're emphasizing that the Mikhail left, and they're emphasizing that there are two angels left, meaning there's two jobs to do.
And isn't Mikhail Israel's angel? Over that nation, because we have Gabriel.
Initially, Gabriel was over Edom, and so now it's over the United States. But there's also discussion that Gabriel is, that Satan is over the angel, the nation of Ish,
Edom?
I think it's Edom now. But in Daniel, we had the description that there was Gabriel was trying to penetrate into Persia, which is Iran, and the angel of Persia wouldn't let him, and it took Mikhail and Gabriel together to force the issue. And it took a while, too. The angel of Iran was Satan, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while. It was, it was in doubt whether they'd be able to succeed.
Well, right now, and presently, Iran is threatening to destroy the grave sites of Mordecai and Esther.
Right. But Mordecai and Esther have the ability to protect themselves, so I'm not worried about that happening.
Mm-hmm. I always feel like it's a lot of talk. You know, it's just words being crowded out.
If we had access to the intelligence assessments, we'd have a much better understanding of what's going on, but we don't. Let's go on to Pasuk 73.
Okay.
Ma'ala de'ichazeh lema'noach de'chat de'iglin be'avira de'ichazeh le'ya v'dayihu o'ri'el ma'adela Nechat Eilein, the Abraham Nechat Haka, Ilchodoy Levasra, the Manoah, the Atemidan. The translation: the angel seen by Manoah, who descended and was enclosed by air, is Uriel. He did not come with those angels of Abraham, but came down on his own to inform Manoah, who is a descendant of Dan, that he shall have a son. My commentary: Uriel is connected to Malchut, and birth is Malchut, which becomes Keter of the new generation. Also, Uriel is connected to light. The name Uri is associated with light. The translation of Uriel is the light of God, light of El. Questions, comments, thoughts? If you're talking, I'm not hearing you again, so let's try muting your phone and then unmuting it, see if that works again. Because I believe somebody else came on. It's better. Let's keep talking.
Okay. I'm familiar with this passage. It's the Haftorah of Maso. When I mentored my grandson 10 years ago for his bar mitzvah, so we did a lot of research into this particular angel visit.
Returned. Hana, are you there?
I don't think Hannah's there, but I am.
The phone says it is, that she is here, but I'm not hearing her and hear you. But now she's
okay,
back.
Okay, I'm back, but I'm on the landline, so.
Okay.
Okay, I'm muting.
So do you have any comments about verse 73?
Well, what I said several times was that this was the Haftorah portion when I mentored my grandson for his bar mitzvah about 10 years ago. So we did a lot of research into that visit.
Understood.
What the phrase that I didn't understand was enclosed by air.
Well, Uriel is the central column.
Okay.
Mikhail is right column. Gabriel is left column. And Uriel is central column. And Raphael is Malchut. My mistake. And I said that Uriel is Malchut. But, and I could be wrong, I get the two of them mixed up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the as a central column, the word enclosed by air is representing the air represents the central column. In the physical world, right column is sharing, left column is receiving, and the central column is composed of aspects of both. And so air is composed of water and fire.
Okay, so that's air is, we can link it here to the elements, like air and water, fire and earth.
Yes.
And so they're giving us which element it belongs to. Okay,
yes.
So it's, and air is also for Shavuot. Of course, today is the last day, so and we're getting
correct.
A little new something connection to the Sephirot. That's basically what I'm piecing in my
yes.
brain.
Yeah, and you'll get that many times throughout the Zohar. It,
mm-hmm.
it brings in different elements, different, they're code words, but they're more than code words.
Right.
They're explaining the relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, so far, just in the last few verses, we've gotten the names of Hashem relating to the Sephirot. We've gotten the angels, and now we're getting the elements. So that's
mm-hmm.
pretty much in a short period of time.
I agree.
And, of course, Dan is connected
Dan is connected to Samson, but Dan is connected to judgment because it's the same letters as
mm-hmm.
Dan.
Right. I remember we learned his mother's name, but I wrote it, but I don't remember it anymore. I'll have to go back and check that.
Well, let's go on to 74, and there's
okay.
we're going to be having, we have a little bit of time.
Okay.
And I might run a little longer. The person who comes said she wouldn't be coming till a little bit later today.
Okay. All right.
Verse 74. Ugin de la chashiv Abraham la ketiv. La kol dehakitiv, inta atzreni, lo kal, belach mecha uktiv, vayehi ba'alot, halahav me'al habiz be'ah, Because Manoah is not as important a man as Abraham, it is not written that he, the angel, ate. Rather, it is written, though you detain me, I will not eat of your bread. And for it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven, that the angel of Hashem ascended in the flame of the altar. Here, however, it is written, and Elohim went up from Abraham. And it is not written that the angels departed from Abraham. This is because Michael left with Elohim, while Raphael and Gabriel remained. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written, but there's a real question as to Michael going up with Elohim and Gabriel remaining when Gabriel is more closely aligned with Elohim.
Well, I do remember way back then that the basis of the story was probably that Manoah had accused his wife of being a Soto. And that was why the angel had to come. And now it didn't, you know, in the Torah it does, or in the Haftorah, it doesn't tell us that it's Uriel, but that was his reason for his visit. So I can understand why they're saying that Manoah wasn't as important as Abraham, because if Samson's mother was accused of being Soto, you know, of having relations with somebody else,
right,
that... that would be why his status, Manoah's status, would be written like this. But I'm not sure myself that last part. This is because Michael left with Elohim while Raphael and Gabriel remained.
Raphael would remain. Because birth is a time of danger, and she needed healing from the birth.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the same thing applies to Gabriel, because his task is to provide the judgment.
Go ahead.
The fact that Michael goes up with Elohim has to do with, she is accused of being a Soto, and so Michael comes down to attest that she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so Elohim goes up because the judgment is no longer applying. So Michael would left with him, but not because he's connected to Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the words would imply that.
Well, it seemed like the story said that he thought that he was going to die because he had seen the angel.
Right.
And she had to calm him down and tell him what was the real reason for the visit. So it all kind of fits.
It does. Let's go on to the last verse in section 75.
Okay.
Va'alayhu kitiv shnei ha-malachim sedoma ve'erev b'shata dedina talya al-alma levatar istalak Ad ishtekach Gabriel bilchodeya bizkuteya de Avraham ishtezev lot bihu of hake sake behovi alda ato legabeya. Ayin Dalid Samach Taf. The translation of them it is written, and there came two angels to Sodom at evening. At evening, when judgment hovers above the world, and afterward one angel departed, and Gabriel alone remained to overthrow Sodom. Because of the merit of Abraham, Lot was saved. Therefore, he was also privileged to have the two angels come and visit him. And that's the end of the Sitrei Torah. My commentary, and I'm saying to look above for the commentary about regarding the three angels, which we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think if they hadn't made the statement, when judgment hovers over the world at evening, we would have known that, you know, because of knowing the time of the day.
Right. And I think
except for Shabbat. You know, except for Shabbat, we've got third meal at that time.
Right. Well, the day turns upside down on Shabbat. Mm. See, nighttime is judgment, is left column. Daytime is right column, mercy, or loving kindness, and mercy. But on Shabbat, it's the other way around. Judgment is the evening, but the mercy is in the morning. It's the loving kindness. That's the reading of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third meal, which is in the afternoon, has to do with central column. And that's the balance point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the gate of goodwill is open, so that you can ask anything, and during the third meal you can ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's a sharing thought, sharing request, it's going to be granted.
Well, I think it's causing us to do a sharing prayer every time we pray.
Baruch Hashem.
You know, not just on Shabbat, you know, our third meal.
Yeah. Well, the other way that I really didn't explain it well. Morning prayer is chesed. Afternoon prayer is givurah. Evening prayer is the central column. On Shabbat, the evening prayer is givurah. The morning prayer is chesed, and the afternoon is the central column.
Column. Mm-hmm.
So that's where the change is on Shabbat.
Okay. And Sitrei Torah means secrets of the Torah, that last statement?
Yes.
Okay, because we see that often, and I just wanted to know if I was remembering right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So unless there's other questions or comments, this is the end of Section 5, and tomorrow we'll start Section 6.
Okay. I've had company, grandchildren and baby, and all day and yesterday, so I'll try to get to at least a few of what you asked me to do. So that...
Understood.
Okay.
As long as it's sometime this week, so.
Yeah, well, I'll try to do a few and send those to you right away, and then I'll do the usual 10. So I'll try to get to that. Okay.
When you're ready.
Okay. All I could do when they left was go sleep. I was worn out.
I hear you. I resemble that remark often.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I'm having so much trouble with my phone. I hope that's not something I'm doing.
At least we've got a little bit of a fix anyway.
Yes. Well, they just left, so I figured they wouldn't be calling on the landline because it's the grandson who calls at this time and talks to his grandpa. So, okay, thank you for today. Okay, all right.
Cut her show, and we'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, shalom.